A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. It is the last day of the month, the last day of the year 2023. What a joy that God has brought you and brought me to see the last day of this year. You would recall that very many people started 2023 with us, but they are no more. Not because they are bad, not because they have sinned, but it has pleased the Lord to take them to himself, and it has pleased the Lord to keep you on this side of eternity. And so this morning, before we pray, because that's what we're going to do today, praying particularly for this coming year. But before we pray, I want you to lift up your voice of thanksgiving and give thanks to the Almighty God, who has been pleased to keep you all through this outgoing year, and who also will keep you in the coming year. Why don't you lift up your voice of thanksgiving and begin to praise this Almighty God? Go ahead and give him praise. I give you thanks, Almighty Father, for your goodness over my life. I thank you because it has pleased you to keep me alive, to keep me on this side of eternity. It has pleased you to show me great mercy on a daily basis. It has pleased you to keep my house, to keep my family. I am grateful, O God. I thank you for bringing me to the last day of year 2023, not because I am good, not because I am holy, not because I am smart, not because I am deserving, but because it has pleased you. I am grateful, O God. I do not take it for granted that I am still alive, that I'm still standing. I am grateful, Eternal Father. I appreciate you. Thank you, mighty God, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to still lift up your voice and thank God. Thank the Lord because you were not lost this year. Thank him because you were not looking for what to eat in the dustbin. Thank him because you are not walking the streets naked. Thank him because you still have a shelter over your head, though things have not been as you desired. But thank him for all the good things that you have received. Lift your voice and begin to thank God for specific things. Father, I am grateful that in this outgoing year, I did not look for what to eat in the dustbin, although things were tough, but I am grateful that you still kept me. I am grateful, oh God. I started this year with a bag of rice being sold for about 35,000 naira, and it is ending with the same bag being sold for over 60,000 naira. Yet, Lord, you have preserved me. You have provided for me. You have kept me and my house. I did not look for what to eat in any dustbin. I am grateful that I am not walking the streets the naked. I am not going about naked. You clothed me. Oh God, you didn't allow the enemy to strip me. Even when the enemy came to strip me naked, you said no. You covered me with your glory. I am grateful, O God. I am not walking the streets naked. I am not of an unsound mind. I am grateful, O God, for there is cloth on my body. I thank you, O Lord, for shelter over my head. I thank you, O Lord, for progress and advancement in every aspect of my life. I thank you, O Lord, for my children, Lord, for their education. I thank you, O Lord, for preserving them. I thank you, O Lord, you didn't allow me to weep over any one of my children, over anyone in my family. I am grateful, O God, for the assignment you have committed into my hands. You are the one who committed the assignment to my hand, and you are the one who carried out the assignment yourself. I am grateful, O God. I appreciate you. Take all the glory and the honor in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let every power that hindered the arrival of my miracle, my blessings, and glory in 2023 be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Let them not follow me to 2024. Every power, every force that hindered the arrival of my blessings, that hindered the arrival of my miracles, that hindered the arrival of my glory in 2023 be totally destroyed today. There is no vacancy for you in my life in 2024. Therefore, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, oh Lord, in 2024, let my heavens open, let my destiny doors open, and let my blessings arrive in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, oh God, that in 2024, my heavens will open, my destiny will operate under an open heaven in the name of Jesus. My blessings will arrive, my destiny doors will open, and your name will be glorified. Let doors open for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to speak to the heart. Say, oh heart, work against anything or any person that may want to work against my interest in 2024 in the name of Jesus. Work against any power, any force, any man, any woman that may want to work against my interest, that may want to work against my family, anyone that may want to work against my ministry. Work against them, oh heart. Work against whoever wants to work against me. Work against whatever might want to work against me in 2024 and beyond. In the name of Jesus, I enter into this agreement with you, oh heart. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I stand upon you, oh heart, taking charge and taking authority and asking you to work against any man, to work against any woman, to work against anything, whatever might want to work against me, oh heart, work against them in the name of Jesus. Anything that I want to work against my family, oh heart, work against it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Father, 2024 has been declared my year of greater glory. Therefore, let your glory be seen upon me, upon my household, upon my ministry, upon my business, upon all that I do. Let your glory be seen in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. My Father and my God, 2024 has been declared my year of greater glory. And therefore, I pray that over my life and destiny, over my family, my spouse, over my children, over my ministry, over my business, in this coming year 2024, let your glory be seen in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be seen in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 60 and in verse number 1, the Bible says to arise and shine, for my light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Verse 2 says, the darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon me, and his glory shall be seen upon me. Father, let your glory be seen upon me. Let your glory be seen upon my family. Let your glory be seen upon all that I do, in Jesus' precious name. In Job chapter 10, verse 12, the Bible says, thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, in 2024 and beyond, grant me life and favor. Preserve me and my house in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that in 2024 and beyond, you will grant me life and favor, and that you will preserve me. You will preserve my house. You will preserve my destiny. You will preserve my business. You will preserve my ministry. In the name of Jesus, I ask and I receive by faith your life and your favor. I receive your preservation. Preserve me by your spirit, O God, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I refuse to die or bury anybody in my family or church in 2024 in the name of Jesus. I enter into the covenant of life, live with you, the living God, life for every member of my family, life for every member of my church in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I am starting year 2024 well. let me end it well. Let me end it better than I am starting it. In the name of Jesus, let me finish the year 2024 better than I am starting it. I am starting the new year well. I am starting it, oh God, gloriously. Let me end it better than I started it. Let me end it well. In the name of Jesus, the me that is starting 2024, it will finish it by the help of your Spirit. My life will not be cut short, and your name will be glorified. Thank you, eternal God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I declare by the Spirit of the living God that the you that is starting 2024 on a glorious note will finish it well. You will finish it better than you are starting it, in the name of Jesus. And I pray the Lord will grant you life and favor, that in 2024 your life will be preserved. You will not be a victim of any evil, in the name of Jesus. You will not nurse any wound in this coming year. The year will be yours, your year of glory. It is our year of greater glory. And so you will arise in 2024 and shine, because your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shall rise upon you. Darkness may cover the earth, gross darkness the people. The Lord shall arise upon you in 2024, and upon you the glory of the Lord shall be seen. You will operate in glory. You will not tell stories. The hand of God will rest mightily upon you. In the name of Jesus, I pray, any power assigned to cut you short, to destroy your life, they are destroyed today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that the heart will work against anything or any person that may want to work against your interest or work against your family, in the name of Jesus. In this coming year, you will operate under open heaven. In the name of Jesus, your doors will be open. Doors of destiny will open for you, and your blessings will arrive, in the name of Jesus. In 2024, you will not be hindered, in the precious name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m., the last day of the year. Don't miss it. Join us also later this evening at 8 p.m. for the crossover service. We're crossing over to greater glory at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join either of this meeting or both of them on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. The Lord bless you as you come. Bring someone along with you. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is @YemiGraceMan. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a prosperous new year in advance, and the Lord bless you.